The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice to stay safe in the summer sun at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, keep your text coming into 51551. Tala Stadium is the venue for a major celebrity football match later this month when Callum Best will host his celebrity pals in an amazing match. South Dublin County Council and Shamrock Rovers have teamed up with Callum to raise money for the Tala Drugs and Alcohol Task Force and UK-based charity NACOA. Am I saying it right?
Yep.
So that is the National Association for Children of Alcoholics, and Callum Best joins me now in studio. It is so good to see you again.
Thank you so
you
much.
You are looking fabulous as always.
As are you, and thank you for having me. I'm really glad I have an opportunity to come on here and talk about this charity and the charities we're working with in the game. I hope people are excited by it and want to come down.
Well, we're going to talk all about it. And we were just laughing through it during the break there. The last time we met each other was in a random town in New Mexico. Was it Taos or Santa Fe? I was filming with No Frontiers. You were filming a show.
Yeah, off the back of Love Island in 2003.
Love Island.
That's right. And they gave me and Fran and Paul Danan a show to travel across Route 66. We landed in New Mexico. They said, here's the keys to a 1951 convertible Cadillac. Make it to Santa Monica Pier with no money.
With no money.
But it was the time of my life.
We were in this like random pizza joint out of town. And the next thing I hear, all right, Thomas, Fran Cosgrave turns around. And I'm going, oh, there you are. Anyway, we might have had a beer that night.
Or two.
We might have had.
Times have changed. Yeah, times have changed.
We've all grown up a little bit. Come here, tell us about how this match came about.
Long story, but in short, I suppose, in 2006, I made a documentary called Brought Up by Booze, and it was kind of wearing my heart on my sleeve and going around the UK and Ireland meeting different people that struggle with alcohol in the family and meeting different charities and kind of the problems that came with it. For me, great personal growth experience, finding closure, finding answers, and more importantly, finding NACOA. And halfway through this documentary I was making, I found this woman named Hillary, and she owned NACOA. And NACOA was a privately funded small charity based out of Bristol. But what they did was a miscellaneous hotline for kids to call in to find out answers and find solutions if they were scared, angry, or needed to find some help. And that's a big thing I kind of try to spread the message of doing that, helping the youth of today with the kind of big problem that is everywhere. But off the back of that, I've now been a patron to them for 15 years, and I do as much as I can.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, crazy, right? And I do as much as I can for them, and without sounding too silly, there's been loads that's happened. Ran the marathon, climbed Mont Blanc, you know, trek through Vietnam. A lot of things that I enjoy doing, but also raise money and awareness. And then I had an opportunity to create my tribute. And my tribute in my own way was a kind of accolade to my old man, but also something that dealt with a very current and big issue at the moment, which is alcohol in the family. And so I thought, all right, I love playing football. All my mates in entertainment like playing football. So I launched my tribute last year in Belfast at Windsor Park, and we sold 7,000 tickets. We raised so much money for charity. It's a great day out for family and friends. And I thought, where can I go next? And I thought Dublin, because I love this city and I've spent so much time here. I've done TV. Oh, I was thinking today, I was talking to somebody else, one of the TV shows I've done. I did Celebrity Bannister, which I really, really liked. And then I did Celebrity Salon.
Yes, you did.
I know. I look back at it now. I mean, it was great fun, but I look back on, Jesus, I was waxing men's legs and putting on fake tan for people. But you got to go through the process anyway. But now I've reached a point where I've created this game. It's now at Shamrock Rovers, Talbot Stadium, August 31st, Dublin. And we've got such a good lineup.
So who's coming to town?
So from sports, we've got Tony Bellew, the boxer. We've got Carl Frampton, the boxer. From reality TV, we've got Jack Fowler from Love Island, Jack from The Last Love Island, Josh Denzel from Towie. We've got Dan Osborne and Arge from music. We've got MC Harvey. And then what I wanted to do that was really important was find some local Dublin talent. And I found these two young lads, Sean and Connor Price, these two new singers.
Yeah.
And I saw they had such a huge fan base. And I messaged them directly on my Twitter and I said, lads, do you want to come and play? And they said, we would love to.
Ah, brilliant.
So you've got the whole array. You've got this, you've got the F2, which the kids love. You've got Love Island, which all the young girls love. And then you've got me, which the grandmas might want to see. So it should be a great day. And more importantly, the most important thing is we went to Shamrock and we said to them, I'm bringing my chosen charity, which is NACOA. And what charity can we use from this local area that is important as well? And they gave us the Talent Jug Force. So two great charities. Great day, August 31st. You get your tickets at shamrockrovers.ie and please do come support because the funds go to charity.
Brilliant. You seem to be in a great place in your life.
Thank you.
Do you feel like that? Do you feel good? Life is good?
I mean, it's funny because when I'm around doing these kind of press for this big charity game, you have to talk about some of the past stuff. And it's, you know, it's so good to now be able to be so committed to some great charities. And my businesses are about well-being. And I mean, I enjoyed myself in my past. You know, some people, this last interview I did, they said, why didn't you choose football? And I said, well, when I got to the UK, football, I loved my whole life. Right. And then when I got here, I felt this crazy pressure of, are you any good? I mean, I was always George Best's son to many, many people, and I'm very proud of it. But I thought, I'm not as good of a footballer as my dad, but I know how to do one thing as good as him, and that was party. So I partied for years and I had a great time doing it. But you reach a point as you get older and a little bit more sensible, you have to start doing better. And the past 7, 8, 9 years have been really about creating businesses and speaking up about how to help people positively, you know, and make changes from going from a dark place to a light place. And the charity work I do, I find it really, really rewarding.
Yeah.
And to find something that's so close to home, like alcohol in the family and the amount of kids that don't really have an outreach or know where to go or what to talk about.
And also somebody young enough that they can relate to as well, you know what I mean? Because it is about being that person and being that voice who they look up to and who they think is cool and you know what I mean? Yeah. And you are that person.
Well, I appreciate that. And at first I was a little bit skeptical. Even to this day, I preach this message of make sure you find somebody and make sure you talk about it. But these aren't easy things to talk about, you know? There's a lot of stigma with it. Alcohol is a huge thing. And I don't want to sound like a downer, but especially in Ireland, you know, a lot of families drink and there's a lot of kids that don't know what to do. And the fact that I was able to create this My Tribute that was like this homage to my old man, but then also letting kids know that all these other lads are supporting him by saying, it's okay, we know what it's like and there's places you can find help like NACOA.
It's just brilliant. I really do. I have to say, fair play, hats off to you. You mentioned Love Island. There's a couple of the players that are coming over who were on Love Island. You were on the original Love Island in 2003.
Madness.
Did you watch this season?
Sadly, I didn't get to see much, but I saw a few episodes. And, you know, it's like a phenomenon. Everybody was hooked. Everybody was watching it. I saw the Irish did really well. Greg won it and Maura did really well as well. I've asked them to both come and play. So Greg and Maura, if you're listening, you're welcome down to play.
Come on, get yourselves down.
And I think that it's a great opportunity for people.
It was a tiny show though when you won it. I mean, not tiny. It was a niche show. It had a niche audience.
Yeah, it was brand new.
Yeah,
you know, I
yeah.
think the TV channel launched it. It did okay the first one, and then they asked me to come back on the second time, which I ended up winning. Not to boast, but I ended up winning it, and then it got cancelled.
Who was your partner? Your love interest? Bianca.
Yes.
Bianca Gascoigne.
The first one was Rebecca Lewes. Remember when Rebecca Lewes dated David Beckham for the scandal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if she dated.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. word on the street.
Yeah.
And then Bianca and I won it. But I look back with such fond memories. You know, there's a lot of association with that show and people talking to me about it. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to create a business and create something for themselves if they do it right.
Well, what advice would you give the likes of Maura and Greg? Because you, more than anyone, is qualified. You were kind of fired into the limelight with your family, then with, you know, the reality TV, and you've managed to kind of, you know, steer your way through it.
Yeah.
And it can be tough.
Yeah, for sure.
What advice would you offer?
So there's two sides that I think about. I think that most importantly, to make it last long is to be humble and to be respectful and to appreciate it, right? Because I've seen sometimes people go in and do it and come out and they're super popular, and I've sometimes seen a bit of arrogance to it. But if you stay humble, you stay appreciative to what's happening, then you could last as long as you want to last.
Mm.
It's great ways to make a business and social media as well. The downside to it is when I did it, there was no social media, so you got no impact straight away of what people thought of you. So my message to the people that didn't do the show but watched it is to be kind to those people on social media. I mean, maybe people are idiots and they deserve to be called an idiot, but at the same time, you know, some people coming from somewhere that aren't used to being in the public eye, and then all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of people are telling them what they think of them, and it might not be great. It could affect them badly.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen some really sad stories from past Love Island contestants. So I actually try to make a point of saying, you know, be kind because you don't know what people are going through.
And I often wonder, because, you know, I know you are a big name in the UK, in the States as well, and celebrity in the UK and celebrity in Los Angeles, for example. My sister lives over in Los Angeles. It is very different. I mean, here we're kind of, you know, fame is, you know, I'm somebody who's in the public eye, but nobody cares. You know what I mean? We have that sort of...
I think that's Dublin, though. I think Dublin's really like, we don't really care.
But I'm kind of glad that we have that here, you know, because fame is tough. Yeah. Like, fame is in the UK, that level, as you just described it so well there. Yeah. You go in as Maura from Longford, and then you come out, and as you said, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people know who you are.
What you're about. Did dug deep, found out the research, what's wrong, what's wrong here.
Yeah,
and I think...
It's tough.
I mean, I'm very blessed to have been doing TV for, you know, 18 years or something like that. But, you know, it's it can be tough. But at the same time, I think it's brilliant. I mean, you're very blessed to be chosen to do these opportunities, because some people, you can imagine, if they're working a job that, as everybody does, and, you know, they're trying to make a living, scraping by, and then all of a sudden they're like, wow, I've got an opportunity here to, if I do this right, make a lot of money.
Mm-mm.
And if it's done right and you use it well, you know, if you influence well, I think that's really important as well. You know, you can do your posts for the companies and this and that, but if you have a platform, try to do good with it as well. Try to do your charity work. Try to say, you know, use an example for yourself of what you've gone through that might have been a trouble and what you did to try to overcome it, to try to help the next man or woman.
And you obviously, like, you're in great shape. So no, but you are. So you obviously work out.
Yeah.
And in terms of minding yourself, have you gone, like, you know, yoga or meditation or mindfulness?
I mean,
or are you just, you know, in the gym, or is it the charity work that kind of keeps you feeling good about yourself?
It's a mix of everything. I mean, I still enjoy a drinking session. You know, if I saw you in New Mexico again, we'd still have some beers. And
we might.
We might. But at the same time, you know, I took it to an extent. And I think that if you're struggling and you're looking for a way, exercise is a huge thing. You know, not everybody wants to do it. I get a lot of social media messages saying I'm uncomfortable going to the gym or I'm comfortable training, but you've really got to think, you've got to do what's best for you. You got to do what's best for your health, and it can help clear your mind. And if you can find different avenues like that that help you feel better, then I think you should go for it.
The RT Archives tweeted a great piece during the week there. It was from 1988. It was your dad in Belfast for his testimonial. And there's you, tiny little you, and you make a cheeky appearance looking out over the balcony. You've seen it, obviously.
I love that, actually. It was 2 days ago, right before I came to Dublin for this my tribute kind of press tour, and it just really resonated and hit home, because it was like, there he was doing his testimonial football game, and I'm like, now I'm going over to do a game for charity. And it really struck a nice chord with me. There was two sides to it. I looked at him, and he was 30, you know, I don't know, he was mid-30s.
He looked amazing.
He? Tan, and like the dark hair and the beard,
handsome.
And I just thought, you class act. But what made me kind of a little bit sad about it is that, you know, he spoke at one point and he said, you know, I'm here for the people. I'm here for the football. Everyone's going out drinking afterwards, but I'm not. I'm on the wagon. And he goes, it could have easily gone the other way. And it was that moment where I went, damn, I wish it stuck with him, you know? But I have to also respect the fans, because the fans know the football. The fans love the fact he drank and partied. And I do too. But I looked at it and thought, damn, I wish he was still around now. And it didn't grasp hold, you know?
Because that little, those little words, that was like, it was a 3 second window. He had said what he said. And then he said, I'm on the wagon now. And then it was just a pause.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will be.
Tonight.
Yeah.
It was beautiful though. It really made me happy. It really inspired me to come here and spread this message about these charities and what the effects of alcohol do.
All right. Well, listen, I think you're fab. The celebrity football match is called My Tribute. Where do people get tickets? So you can log on to shamrockrovers.ie.
And or check out my social media pages on Instagram or Twitter, Callum Best, and I have links on both of those. But yeah, check out the website. Okay. You can buy tickets on the day as well.
Okay, turn up at the stadium. It's a tenner for a child. There's family passes for two adults and two children for €50. And then there's VIP tickets with access to the players' lounge. And that'd be great to kind of get to meet some of you guys, available for £40. Great cause. And let me just remind people again, it's the money raised is going to go to the TALA Drugs and Alcohol Task Force and the UK-based charity NACOA, which is the National Association for Children of Alcoholics.
Love it.
Listen, great to see you.
You too.
Stay doing what you're doing.
You're
looking mighty.
Thank you so much.
Back after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.